The Delaware National Guard has been deployed to assist residents during the crisis, but the military is not guarding a border or patrolling streets to ensure people don't congregate. Rather, they're delivering food to needy school children, as WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
How are you, man?
Good, how are you?
How many do you need?
Just one.
Tracy Gordon lives in Frederick Lodge Mobile Home Park in the sprawling rural swath of southern Newcastle County. She has custody of her late sister's son and daughter, but doesn't have transportation. So she's grateful the guard joined with Appaquinim Inc. School District to deliver the breakfast and lunch the kids usually get in class.
Well, I don't have a car or nothing to get out, so I got to get other people to come pick me up to get to the grocery store and all. So this year will help.
Sergeant Major William McDaniel handed Gordon a second bag of food upon learning she was picking up for two.
This is actually the reason why we joined the National Guard. We have opportunities to go overseas and deploy and all that, but the best thing about it is to be at home and serve the community. It's the kids that came out love it. They love to see the truck, and they appreciate us coming out to help with food.
A few miles north, McDaniel and a fellow guard member dropped off meals at the Fairfield Commons apartment complex in Middletown. Manager Mark Ackley will deliver them to families.
We're contacting the residents and having them stop by and pick up the food as they can.
As for the guards assisting low-income families,
Love them. We've told them how much we love them.
A team of Delaware Guard medical professionals is also staffing an alternate hospital site during the crisis. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.